You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I could benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Now, hey, if you're watching us right now on any of our social channels, Wednesday morning, this is when we record the programs for our weekend radio programs and broadcasts. So when we talk about our celebration, we just get to start celebrating early. So, and being one that likes to celebrate, I start whenever I can. So let's take a look and see. Saturday, celebrating National Sports Day, National Liqueur Day, National Sweetest Day. I'm not exactly sure what they mean by sweetest, so I might have to be careful on that one. So are they referring to food? But you know me, I'm always thinking about food. So from its inception as Candy Day in 1916, the day reminds us that even small tokens improve the lives of those around us. Okay, so maybe they are talking food. I thought they might be talking about individuals, but we'll go whichever direction they want to go in with that one. Liqueur Day, what's your favorite liqueur? Kahlua? Is Kahlua a liqueur? I don't know. We'll look at all of them. I'll take any kind of Kahlua, any kind of liqueur that we can get, because I like Bailey's, a little Bailey's in coffee. That's a good one. That's a liqueur. Sunday. National. Josh, we get a lot of feedback. There's some for you to clip. I think maybe that one, did it clear up a little? Okay, maybe we got a little delay. I don't have quite as much crackling in my head. Hey, National Pasta Day. So Sunday's National Pasta Day. I like pasta. Let's keep on moving. We'll go Monday's chocolate cupcake, but let's move right along. Let's see if we can see what's going on from here. We had some challenges with our internet, so we're having a little bit of battle right there, but we'll continue moving right along. Let's see what's going on in the world this week. Well, interest rates, they've been moving up a little bit. We saw the report came out today, Wednesday, which I know you're listening to us if on the radio over the weekend. 4.3 million people quit their jobs. So I don't know why they're quitting their job. I know 10.4 million job openings, but people are quitting their job. I don't know why they're quitting their jobs. I don't know what the idea is behind that, but we're going to continue to watch and see why these things are happening. Moving right along, what else is going on in the world? Interest rates, they've been ticking up a bit. So we're watching that one for you as well. We've got a problem solver. Always looking to solve problems, right? So we're always problem solving. Here's an issue, and I'm going to talk a lot about this today because there's a lot to it. So we had some conversations. We did some consulting with private clients, came as a result of a local CPA that sent us this. and we decided to go full bore. I only know one way of doing things. So we go in full bore on this one. The question that came up was, what should this family do? They've been in forbearance for a while. They bought a home in January of 2020. Good for you. They've seen a lot of appreciation. It's been, what is that, almost a year and a half, close to 2 years of appreciation. So they've got some good appreciation in their property. They bought it. They did a FHA loan, has mortgage insurance on it. Pandemic hits. And they went on the forbearance program, the mortgage forbearance program. Now, the one thing that the government tells you the easy answers to things, but they don't always give you the whole story. Does that surprise anybody? What is it that, I think it was Ronald Reagan that said, the 9 most dangerous words, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, right? So let's think about this one. The government says, you don't have to make your mortgage payment, but you've got a contract. Contract says that the lender is lending you money in return for you making a payment, including interest. Now, the government said you don't have to make the payment. They did not say anything about the interest. So now what happens? Well, the interest keeps accruing. It's kind of like in the 2006, 2007, 2008 time period. Do you remember something called negative amortization? That was where you weren't making the full payment. Well, now the government's saying you don't have to make any payment. How did the negative amortization days end up? Not so wonderfully, right? The negative amortization days didn't end up in a real good sense. And a lot of people ended up owing more on their homes than they were worth. Is that what's happening now? Could that happen again? Is it bad for that to happen? Well, the answer in all those things is really depends, because I am a very, very big proponent of the reverse mortgage. And the reverse mortgage basically has negative amortization. The interest is optional to accrue, or you can make a payment if you structure them the right way. So you get to make your choice. Make a payment, don't make a payment. It depends on your, again, if it's structured properly, if it's to take the best options. You make an optional payment, so the interest adds on to the balance of the loan. Not a bad thing. In fact, I think for many, many, in fact, almost most seniors, it's a great thing. You want to have that going because you want to have options as you get older. You want to enjoy the golden years. But when you're younger and the government comes out and says, you don't need to make a payment, yet the amortization says you do need a payment, the note says you do need to make a payment, well, then what are you going to do? So here's the solution, or here's what's happening in this particular case. And I'm going to give you some real, real in-depth reporting or analysis on this particular scenario, because this is real life. This is things that are happening right now. So I'm going to lay it out for you right now in this segment. We're not going to get to all of the analysis. It's going to take a good part of the show for me to give you the entire analysis, because there's a lot to it. And if you listen to my broadcasts, you're going to hear that we've talked about this on other programs that we have on our social channels. You can go back and look at them. They're there. But I want to lay out the bottom line of this one. And if you want the full story, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Yes, I am going to give you the full story. But what I mean is, if you need this done, an analysis for you or your family, right? You're going to want to give us a call and chat about this entire scenario and see, does it make sense for you? Does it make sense for your family? What does your unique situation look like? So this, as I mentioned, was a purchase from January of 2020. The purchase was for $650,000 on a property right here in Orange County, California. A property appreciated and is worth now about $850,000, according to Black Knight. Black Knight is a very, very large company that measure property values all over the country. So Black Knight came out with this valuation. We put it into the formula, and we start saying, okay, now what can we do for this family? What are the options for this family? And the first option that comes up is you got to call your servicer. Now the servicer, so you'll know, does not own the loan in most instances. Basically, the loans are owned by some investors, and the servicer collects the payments and distributes the money from the payments. So they're going to distribute the interest and principal back to whoever owns the loan. They're going to send the mortgage insurance off to the mortgage insurance company. In this case, it's the federal government, federal mortgage side. I don't know. It's an FHA loan. And they're gonna hold the property taxes until they're due. They're gonna hold the hazard insurance until it is due. So all that stuff is going on in the background. That's what the servicer is doing. But the servicer does have connections, so they can help you with what are your options. And I should go through and let's give you the full scenario. So the family owes about $540,000 on this property. $549,000, I believe, is the exact number that the family owes on the property. They call the servicer, and they've got an interest rate of 3.625, and they are $70,000 in arrears.
$70,000.
So think about this. They've gained about almost $200,000. It was actually $174,000 in appreciation. And now they're $70,000 of it in arrears. That would have been their monthly mortgage payments. So they haven't been making those mortgage payments. So now what happens? Well, what they're going to end up doing is they're going to have to come up with a solution. The servicer did give them an option to solve the problem. The servicer came up with, and they're fair options, right? Especially when we look at what interest rates are doing right now, they are fair options that the servicer gave them, is to either refinance the entire loan into a new loan, including that $70,000, give it a full new amortization, or they can take that and put a silent second on the property. What is a silent second? So it's basically a second that gets tagged on, and you have to pay the second. In this instance, what the options were is to pay it at the end of that 30-year mortgage or when the property is refinanced or sold. Those are the options that were provided to the family. And the servicer was going to modify the interest rate. That was a big issue. So when we look at this, we said, okay, if they modify the interest rate, what happens to the mortgage insurance? It's an FHA loan. So that was a question mark that came up there as well. So what we want to find out is what are all these different options that the family has and what would be their best? Now, I've shared the scenario with several people. The beauty of sharing these things with several people is I get the opinions of all these different folks, and they're able to tell me, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is what I would do, this is why I would do it. Now, part of the scenario that we have to look at is, what is the family going to do? What's going to happen with the family? What would they look at? So we're going to talk about all of this today. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We've laid out the story for you. We're going to get to these solutions. Don't wait for a lower mortgage rate. It could cost you. We'll talk about that. And I think we've got a better outcome segment for you as well. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at runismylender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at runismylender.com. Again, runismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. runismylender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. James Festini is with us. Don't renovate, leave the state. Ooh, that's an interesting concept. But I like the weather, James. I like it here. I like being close to the beach. I get to go down to Balboa every weekend. I get to go out to the desert once a month. Not going to the mountains, to the snow too often, but where else can I go to get the ocean and the desert, maybe sometimes even in the same day? So I don't know if I agree with you on that one, but we'll explore it. The Mortgage Minute thing today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. And they have the best mobile app that I have seen. We partner with real estate professionals on the mobile app, or you can just get the mobile app that I have either way. And it's beautiful because the number one search term on the internet when it comes to real estate is mortgage calculator. Yes, indeed. We've got it right on there. The mortgage calculator is on the app. Put in the numbers. Put in there that you're buying an $800,000 house and you're doing a 10% down. And if you put in there it's conventional or if it's a FHA loan, depending upon the area, whether the FHA loan is available at that price point, the app will give you that information. The app will tell you right in there what your payments will be. That's the most important part. Like, right, a lot of people look at it and they say, well, I can't spend $800,000 on a house. Well, if it's structured properly and you can afford the payment, wouldn't you? Why not? So the app has all that information right there, and you can get it free. RonIsMyLender.com. RonIsMyLender.com. You can get the free mobile app. If you're thinking about buying a house, pretty simple. Text HBG to 79564, HBG to 79564. You go to RSRHBG.com. Get our free book. So we come out with a new book every quarter on things you should know if about buying a house or selling a house. So it's all part of the process. So just throw that out there for you. We have all kinds of tools for you on Ron Siegel Radio. You already know about our appraisal gap program where you don't have to worry about, or potentially, you don't have to worry if your property is, the appraisal comes in above the purchase price or below the purchase price. Sorry about that. If the appraisal comes in below the purchase price, there are solutions. So you can go to rsrappraisalgap.com, rsrappraisalgap.com, and you can get that information as well. Hey, don't forget, we did know, interesting, James, I like that. My last 30 sides had 29 leave the state. James, I don't want to cause trouble here, James, but is it you? I don't know. I'm just kidding with you. I know you're a great real estate professional here in North Orange County. So just throw that out there. You know, it's always good to have the information coming straight from the people who are on the front lines. James is seeing that on a regular basis. People leaving the state. So the question is, here's my thought on that, is if you are leaving the state, why? Is it for greener pastures? Do you think that you don't like California politics? You don't like California real estate? I know in North Orange County, California, property prices appreciate over the last 61 years at 5.36%. Doesn't happen that way all over the country. So if you leave California, you better know you're going for good. If there's any hint that you may not like Idaho or Tennessee or Texas or where that might be, well, the bottom line there is keep your California residence, take doing a home equity loan, pull out some of the equity and buy a new home where you want to be. Talk to someone like James, get him to rent it for you. Okay, if you don't have a property manager, talk to a property manager to help out in that area as well. And then sell the property down the line if you feel that that's in your best interest. But I do want to get a couple of numbers out here for you right now, because these are not exact, but they are fairly, if history repeats itself, we're looking $625,000 will be the new conforming loan balance for 2020. We usually get these numbers in November, but there are those folks that are, go out there and they look at the history and apply the same metrics that were used previously to see what FHFA is going to do. $625,000. Think about that. That's big, because Inland Empire, you've been at 548. Right, so now you can get a loan for 625, big time there. Now, what does that mean for high balance? So if you're in one of those high balance areas like Orange County, California, projection is maybe about $937,000 for a high balance conforming loan. $937,000. Look at that. I mean, 5% down, you can buy a $975,000 house and still get a conforming loan? Pretty amazing. Hey, James, it'd be great to have you on the program. Send an email, rj@ronsiegelradio.com, rj@ronsiegelradio.com, and we'll see if Josh can get you booked on the program to come and chat about real estate. But there's just a few things there for you for the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. Let's get back to the discussion here. And James, maybe you can pipe in on this also in the background, in the chat. Anybody can pipe in on the chat. We'll monitor those and we'll bring those on if we can see who they are. But we're talking about exhausting your home equity in forbearance. So this is the scenario that we laid out. And I'm going to go through it real quick. So the property is worth $809,000, according to Black Knight. Can I just call that a $200,000 appreciation? Because it's close, right? That just makes the numbers a little easier. $635,000 purchase price, South Orange County in January 2020. We're looking at current interest rate, 3.625 is what they're paying, 3.625. So their servicer, they called their servicer to see if they could do something with their loan. They wanted to come out of forbearance. They wanted to refinance is what they really wanted to do. They wanted to refinance and get back on track, get their interest rate down, potentially get rid of the mortgage insurance from that FHA loan. If you have an FHA loan and you took it out January of 2020, shame on you. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. I am thrilled that you got into the property with an FHA loan. That is great. Get in the game however you can. Bottom line is, though, get rid of the FHA loan as soon as you can. FHA has mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. So you want to end that life of that loan as quickly as possible. Right? You're going to want to go and you're going to want to refinance that loan, restructure that loan. So this family did call their servicer and they were given three options, or they were given two options. And in our conversation previously, there's a third. One option is simple. If you want to sell the property, you've still got $100,000 in equity. Don't leave that on the table. Don't let it keep going. If you're able to start making the payments again, that's when you look at the options that the servicer provided. What are the options that the servicer provided here? Well, they said they were going to reduce the interest rate to 3.125 under either of the options. They were going to generate a new 30-year loan, and they would roll in that $70,000 of arrears into the new loan. What is that going to do to the payments? Well, it's going to increase their payments, right? Because currently they're looking at, it's going to bring their payments down by about $297 a month. $297 per month is what they were bringing the payments down by. $299. Call it $300, right? It's just a little bit easier. So now what do we do? The options are, do we start making the, take that option to refinance it or restructure into a full 30-year loan? Bring the payment down from 2651, 2652 to 2352. That is option one. Then we have the next option is we look at it and we say, okay, do we want to take that same loan? Got a little feedback going here again. Drive me crazy. Do we want to take the same loan and do we want to take that $70,000 and do a silent second on it? That's going to save us $300 a month. What do we do with the that $70,000 silent second? Well, you can take that extra money, right? You got $300 a month and spend it. Probably not a good idea. Or you can take that extra money and put that money into a paying off down the principal. Now, yesterday or the day before when we were talking about this, we talked about the idea that do you want to pay it down on the principal of the amortizing loan or do you want to do it on the silent second? Well, I would say if you're going to do that, why wouldn't you pay down the loan that's growing with interest? Leave the other loan sitting there. But now there's another option. What happens if you put that money into a separate account? And we've shown you some safe, secure accounts that'll grow at 8% a year. Put $300 a month in there at 8% a year for that life of the loan. What's going to happen then over time? You can't make a decision on any of these things until you really study it and figure out what does it mean all the way around. And that's what we're going to talk about during the broadcast today. We're going to figure that out. Yeah, Josh, I don't know what we're doing. I'm holding the cord of my hand even now. See if maybe we can get it better. We'll figure this out. But what are the options? We're going to talk about that. So get into a little all this and more. Don't wait for the lower mortgage payment. We'll see if we can find a better outcome segment. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our...
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you can potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest. They have the information that the county recorder knows about your property, the information that the market believes about your property. And, oh, yes, it is a gift from Ron Siegel Radio. We send it to you every single month. Don't wait for a lower mortgage rate. It could cost you. Today's housing market is truly one for the record books. Over the past year, we've seen the lowest mortgage rates in history. And while those rates seem to bottom out in January of this year, the golden window of opportunity for buyers is not over just yet. If you're one of the buyers who worry they've missed out, rest assured, today's mortgage rates are still worth taking advantage of. Even today, our mortgage rates are below what they've been in recent decades. So while you may not be able to lock in the rate your friend got recently, you're still in great position to secure a rate well below what your parents and even grandparents got in the past years. The key will be acting sooner rather than later. In late September, mortgage rates ticked above 3% for the first time in months. And according to experts throughout the industry, mortgage rates are projected to continue rising in the months ahead. So if you are watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, you may see the chart that Josh is frantically going to put up. If you're listening to us on the radio, you can go to our socials and find it. We've got a chart of mortgage rate projections from Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Mortgage Bankers Association, the National Association of Realtors. And it's showing that right now we're looking at all of them are projecting by the end of the year interest rates to be at 3.17%. By the end of the third quarter next year, 3.55%. While a projected half percentage point increase may not seem substantial, it does have an impact when you're buying a home. When rates rise even slightly, it affects how much you'll pay month to month on your home loan. The chart we're showing right now shows the cost of waiting until this time next year. Now, because we use a lot of national numbers and our broadcast is on the World Wide Web, we use a $350,000 loan amount. That's more in line with national numbers. Right here in California, you might have to do 1.5 to 2 times that. Today's rate, yeah, this is going based on the Fannie Mae numbers, Freddie Mac number, 2.99%. $350,000 loan amount. We're looking at $1,474 a month is the mortgage payment. What if interest rates go up to 3.55%? Keep the loan amount the same, $350. Remember, you're going to have to come up with a larger down payment to keep that loan amount the same because property values keep going up. But if you have that same $350,000 loan amount with a 3.55% interest rate, you're looking at $1,581 a month, $107 a month more just by waiting just on the interest side. So in this example, if rates rise to 3.55%, again, an extra $107 each month on your monthly mortgage payments. If you purchase a home around this time next year, that extra money can really add up. Think about that, 360 payments at an extra $100 a month. You're looking at spending how much? What do you think? What could you do with that money? $107 times 360. Think about that. So, a lot of money, right? Is that $36,000? Something along those lines. Is my math going out on me here? 360 times 107. $38,520. What would you do with that money other than waste it by waiting, right? So you got to make a decision. Clearly, today's mortgage rates are worth taking advantage of before they climb further. The rates we're seeing right now give you a unique opportunity to afford more home for your money while keeping your monthly payment down. Bottom line, waiting for a lower mortgage rate could cost you. Experts project rates will continue to rise in the month ahead. Months ahead, easy for me to say. Bottom line here, gang, let's take a look at these things and let's save some money. Let's take action. I did a report earlier that we were talking about the idea that we're seeing 43% of the people have an interest rate over 4%. 43%. Now, it may be the right answer for you, maybe not, but give us a call. Let's see what makes sense for you. Don't forget, we've got the rapid payoff program. And you can actually have no debt in 10 years. Go to rsrnodebt.com, rsrnodebt.com. Take a 2-minute survey. You can be out of debt, including your mortgage, in 10 years just by reallocating your money. Let's get back to our analysis that we've been doing today, our discussion. Home loan forbearance, your equity is in jeopardy. That is our topic. So I did share with you this scenario. If I go back and do it all again, it's going to bore you because we've already done it. And I want to give you new information to give you the idea of what the analysis looks like. So, yes, we are looking at a $299 a month, $300 a month, is if you do a full reamortization at 3.125. Over the course of that paying, if you just go with the forbearance and you put the silent second on there, over 60 months, you're going to save $11,822. Now, that's just by taking and using that money and paying down your principal on the loan. Now, that may not be the answer that you want to look at, because over 15 years, think about this one. If you pay that $312,000 over 15 years, you're going to spend $238,000 on interest. If you go with the silent second option, you're going to, I'm sorry, that's the principal you're going to pay. Let me change that because I want to get the interest amount that you're going to, interest paid is the number that I like to compare here. $238,000 in interest over 15 years by amortizing the whole loan out. If you take the silent second, you're going to spend $211,925 in interest. If you just take that silent second and you spend that money, that $300, you don't save it in any way. If you apply that to the principal, now your interest drops to $197,150. So over 15 years, you're saving $14,000 in interest. I like saving that money. I'm going to tell you the problem with it. What is the problem with the whole program? It's you, right? Because I've done this. I've been in lending for a long time. Back in the days of the subprime lending, it was a great program for the right person that used it the right way. It would help them save their homes in many instances and get out of debt. And we would share with people, you need to make extra principal payments and don't rack up your debt for the 2 years that you've got this loan and then restructure it into a traditional loan. Problem. People would go back and get back in debt again. I'd call them back in 2 years to see if they've done what we talked about. Oh, no, I went and got in debt again. I've got the same amount of debt that I had 2 years ago. Why? Then they say, well, the subprime loan was a problem. No, it wasn't the subprime loan. It was the person didn't follow the instructions, didn't follow the game plan. Here's the same thing. If you don't follow the game plan, you don't get anywhere, any get ahead. Now, here's the next option, or another option, is what happens if you take that $300 a month and put it into a side account. What's going to happen with that? If you get an 8% return, which there are investments that have a historical average of 8%, I don't guarantee anything. That $300 a month over 15 years becomes $103,801 because of putting money into it and the compounding. You got $103,000 after that time period. So think about that portion of it, and you're going to have a big, big benefit right there of being able to pay off that second, pay off that first. Think about where your benefits come from by just going in there and putting your money in and using your money efficiently. All right, so here's the concept. Here's the other part of it. Is we then can take a look at what does the effects on the net worth. When we come back, we're going to talk about net worth. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Assuming the mortgage in a divorce does not release the ex-spouse. We'll talk about that one. You can reach me anytime, off-air number again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegalradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numero 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217007, Equal Housing Lender. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at RonIsMyLender.com. That's RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990. Or email me your recent mortgage statement to P-E-A-R at RonSiegelRadio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at RonSiegelRadio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit RSRNoDebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, RSRNoDebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Better Outcome segment brought to you by MyCDLP.com, MyCDLP.com. Yes, if you're looking for information about divorce, got a lot of information that we put out every single week about divorce. And we also have a Divorce Your Mortgage Workbook. It's mydymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com. It is a gift to you from Ron Siegel Radio. Let's see, can you assume a moment? I think we already did that one. Don't the details of dispersing funds from the marital home in divorce. I don't know if we've done. I think we last week we were going to do this and we had to back burner because we had too much to do. You get half, I get half. There's more to address in the divorce settlement agreement than just the disbursement of net proceeds or equity ownership in a divorce situation. A mortgage escrow account is designed to hold a homeowner's periodic payments for real estate taxes, mortgage insurance, and possibly homeowner's insurance. Mortgage escrow accounts normally build up large balances at times because of the timing of payments made from them. Any excess mortgage escrow account balances must be properly accounted for and then refunded after homeowners sell their homes. Mortgage escrow accounts accumulate money over several months, usually from borrowers' prorated payments for their real estate taxes. In most parts of the country, counties require property tax payments on a semi-annual or annual basis, meaning escrow accounts tend to build up until taxes are paid. If the home is sold before tax and insurance payments are made, there will most likely be funds remaining in the escrow account. Lenders are required to return borrowers' escrow account funds to them once their loan accounts are closed. Dispersing the net proceeds when the marital home is sold or refinanced can be super simple or it can be very complex. Either way, the title company or settlement agent will need to make sure all proceeds are dispersed according to the final separation and divorce orders. It's always a good idea to provide the settlement agent with a copy of the final orders, as well as have your attorney review the disbursement sheet provided by the settlement agent. When selling the marital home, it is important that the settlement agent is given the disbursement orders ahead of time in order to make sure the documents are prepared accordingly. It's not uncommon for most disbursements to be 50-50. However, there are many occasions where this does not happen. For example, if one party continued to make the mortgage payments on the home post-separation, that party may be eligible to be reimbursed for those payments. The same goes for repairs and maintenance. In some marital settlement agreements, one party may be compensated for their share of the other party's retirement account or other assets through the disbursement of net proceeds from the sale of the home. If one party is relinquishing their ownership, they should also be released from any liability. Release from financing is a process that can only be achieved by modification, refinance, payoff, or sale. In today's world, breakups do occur with high frequency, and having access to the necessary experience in helping your clients navigate the process as it relates to their mortgage loans is imperative. One of the most commonly misunderstood aspects of refinancing into a new mortgage is setting up the new escrow account and the costs involved in doing so. This is literally an aspect of mortgage financing where timing is everything. The amount of funds required to establish a new escrow account is dependent upon the timing of when current and future payment taxes, property taxes, and homeowners insurance are due and payable. As you can imagine, this can require a significant amount to be added to the new mortgage or require additional cash to close. Additionally, in divorce situations, many clients are not aware of how future disbursements of existing accounts, escrow accounts, are handled when paying off or refinancing an existing jointly held mortgage. Anytime a jointly held mortgage is paid off, whether through a sale or refinance of the marital home, the current lender will send a joint check made payable to both parties on the existing loan for any refunds on or overpayment of escrow balances. Very important that we inform the divorcing clients how overpayments will be handled to avoid any further additional conflict as to which party should receive the funds, because both parties will need to endorse the check. Think about that concept. If both parties need to endorse the check and they don't get along, that might not be fun. That's the Better Outcome segment. Again, if you want a copy of the Divorce Your Mortgage Workbook, just reach out to us, mydymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com. We'll also put together a real property report for you once you send that back to us and give you some really great information there. Continue our conversation. We've been chatting this morning about home loan forbearance. Your home equity is at stake, and we don't want you to lose that home equity. So we've given you some options that just one servicer provided one family, private client of ours that we consulted with for the benefit, because their CPA asked us to take a look at it. And I'm going to share with you, if you are a CPA, a financial planner, you've got families that went through a hardship, well, have them reach out to us. We'll take a look and we'll do an analysis for them and see what makes sense. But we did, I'll just recap briefly. We had a family bought a $635,000 home January 2020, appreciated up. We're going to call it $850,000. That's close. $70,000 in arrears and payments because they did go on forbearance. And that forbearance, I'm going to tell you right from the very beginning, that was a great program for those that needed it. If you didn't need it, you might find yourself that you're not too happy about that now. So we talked about the different options. If you missed the segment, you got to go back and listen to it. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. You can get that segment. But what has happened to our net worth by going through these various options over time? So I look at it a 15-year time horizon. What's happened over that 15 years? Well, the property has appreciated to $1,479,000, right? That's the equity in the property, right? We've paid down the loan. We've appreciated. We've got net worth there, net, of $1,479,000. Under option two, that was where you just took the money and ran, the savings of $300 a month. That appreciated to $1,452,000. Under option three, you take that $300 a month and apply it to the mortgage. Well, now your equity is at $1,521,000. That's $42,000 greater than under option one, where you just took a fully new reamortized loan. But option three, this is what we really get excited about. Option four, I'm sorry. You take that $300 a month for 15 years, 180 payments, compounding it at 8% appreciation. There are safe, secure investments you can do that with. You've got a net worth now of $1,556,000. So that one there is about $80,000 more than option one, and your payment is identical. Identical. So when we've talked to you in the past about getting out of debt in 10 years, it's just by using your money a little bit different, a little bit more strategic. And if you go to that rsrnodebt.com, rsrnodebt.com, you're then able to see exactly why we came up with the numbers that we do now. This is how it works, right? So that appreciation, that arbitrage, you're paying 3.125, you're getting 8. That money appreciated to $103,801. What do you do with that money? Well, whatever you want, it's your money. Right, you start that bank that we talked about with Stuart Spivak a few weeks ago. Right, so you've got $103,000 in the bank there. It's the bank of you. And it's time for you 15 years from now. Maybe you need to buy a new car. Well, you take the bank of you and you go and buy that new car. And you use the money from the bank of you. They become the lender, unless you're getting a zero interest loan. And you take the money out of there and make the payments to yourself. That was the whole focus of that, is you're the bank. The bank makes money on arbitrage. Now, if you're going to be able to borrow money, anytime you can borrow money at less than what the bank of you gets for the money, borrow the money. That's the idea, right? Because you're taking and you're just increasing the asset. It's kind of like saying, well, if I can get more chickens and I sell chicken for $3 a pound and I can buy it for $1 a pound, how many chickens do you want? As many as you can get. That's the whole idea. That's the idea of the bank of you. If you want more information on this, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. As always, I ask, set that first radio preset button. Come back here and join me every Sunday morning on Go Country at this time. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990. And a special appreciation to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. We also want to say thanks. Today we've had a little challenges, but Josh is going to take care of it. So we'll leave that to him today to deal with that. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. And that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Off just push me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.